Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar. Others promise the moon, they deliver the sun. We're also brought to you by Rose's Cafe, a favorite in the Cow Hollow neighborhood of San Francisco for the past 20 years. Today we hear from Giants pitching coach Dave Righetti in a conversation we had at AT&T Park about former umpire, late Steve Palermo. Dave, I want to ask you about Steve Palermo, the umpire, the former umpire who passed away. And, you know, you crossed paths with him quite a bit in the American League, especially when you think about that no-hitter that you threw back in 1983 on July the 4th. He was the home plate umpire. So tell us about that day, your memories of him as an umpire, first of all.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's actually sad. You know, it's first time we talked about it a little bit during yesterday's when I heard about it. We've had a number of things come up lately with touched our hearts here in the game with the Giants, and yeah. Chris Berman's wife passed away and or got killed in a car accident, and Brandon Crawford's family member, he lost one. And you know, and you almost get, you don't want to ever get numb because you always want to feel and think about those people that we've lost. And Steve, you could not forget Steve. Back then, even in the American League, you had the old school guys, and they had the big chest protectors on, and they were really big guys, a lot of them, and some were kind of old. Steve looked totally different from everybody else. Tall, skinny Italian guy, jumping around, a lot of attitude, could be a red ass. In fact, a couple times I never talked to the umpire ever during a game, anybody, and one case, he actually came to the mound, checked the baseball. I said, I didn't even know how to cheat, let alone do it. I was a rookie. My ball, whatever. And he came out. It wasn't the other team asking, because back then, some guy did that. We're liable to drill the guy. But I don't know what he wanted. He came all. In fact, I got a picture of it, and I ended up showing it to him someday. I said, what'd you think? He goes, well, I thought you were putting something on the ball. I said, really? And so anyway, he didn't say anything about it. He went back, and I didn't talk to him again till the All-Star break of 83. He did my no-hitter game, and long story short, it was a really hot day, and a lot of different weird things happened, but the biggest was Pinella was hitting in the eighth inning, and he hit a pop fly behind home plate, and Yankee Stadium's got a slant to it from home plate to the backstop, and if you're heading downhill, your momentum will carry you into the net in that low wall. And the catcher was Jeff Newman, who caught here for the A's, and he was catching for the Red Sox that day. He went into the stands, and I mean all the way in. He had a popcorn box, everything, and he came out of there with the ball. And Pinella, everybody knows Pinella. He's ready to go off, and I was sitting next to Nettles, and I'll never forget this. Well, Palermo never saw it, because as he was running back to home plate, he slipped and fell heading downhill trying to get there to see, and he slammed into the wall. And I don't remember if he broke his leg. He damaged it bad. He didn't get up for a while. And Nettles was in the dugout laughing, because he's going, wait. He goes, I'm sorry he's hurt, and he knows I got a no-hitter, and I got to sit there and watch all this. But at that point, I didn't care. I was a young kid. But he goes, who's going to tell Lou he's out, by the way? Palermo never saw it. There's no way he saw it, because he was on the ground, and Newman went all the way to the ground to get that. In fact, he came up throwing, and the popcorn box shot in the air, if you ever see the highlight of it. And Steve was on his back. Well, he ended up standing up 10 minutes later, whatever it was, and goes, gives the outside. And Lou, you know what? He said any other day he would have went ballistic, but he knew I had a shot at the no-hitter, so he just let it go. And he wanted to stay out there for the last out. Yeah, I didn't know that at the time, or I wasn't thinking about that. But so years later, there was Boggs ended up being the last hitter, and I threw a two-strike pitch on the outside corner. I mean, easily could have rung him up. In fact, the ball probably hit the zone It was that close, and he didn't do it. And the old school thing was, you know, to kind of, if you're going to get one, you got to, you know, you got to make them earn it kind of thing. And I was a young guy, too, so I wasn't expecting the call. Unfortunately, he missed the next pitch. But I did run into Steve at the All-Star Games. We'd see him. My folks got to meet him, and he was always great with me. And it was saddened to hear when he had that accident, not an accident, but a shot in the back in Dallas trying to help some people in trouble. And to see him fight all his might to get back on his feet and get back in the game and do all the different things he did in this game, I was real proud to be a friend of his. And I'm going to miss the thought of not seeing him, but just miss the thought that he's out there somewhere, you know. So I'll always remember him with a lot of fondness.
We'll have more with Giants pitching coach Dave Righetti right after this. Jones goes back near the wall, shading the sun, and he dropped it. He lost the ball in the sun. Let's put the sun to good use at home with a SunPower residential solar system. Your SunPower elite dealer, SunFirst Solar, has a wide range of financing options, and they provide the finest customer service from start to finish, regardless of size or scope. SunFirst Solar offers the highest efficiency systems, newest technology, and the best warranty in the world. SunFirst Solar offers the most competitive price while not compromising on quality. This summer, let the sun heat your pool and eliminate your energy bill. Don't drop the ball. Call SunFirst Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870. And get your SunPower solar system today.
What was your reaction to the fact that he taught himself how to walk again, and he showed up at the World Series in 91 and threw out the ceremonial first pitch after he was shot earlier that year?
Yeah, was that Atlanta and the Yankees? Who was in 91?
91 would have been Twins in Atlanta, right?
Twins in Atlanta, excuse me. Yeah, you know, I know how, just stupid, right? But when you're young and strong and you're playing, and we see everybody get up all the time and all that, and the umpire's probably tougher than all of us. You almost expected it. You know what I'm saying? And which was silly because, oh my gosh, we know how easy and fragile our bodies can be in certain things. And for him to do that, I don't know. It was just something about his spirit and the way he was, the way he carried himself. You know, you kind of, yeah, that makes sense, you know, that he did that. And, you know, we dealt with him a lot because he ended up being the head of the umpires. Coming in, every spring he would come in and talk to the coaches and talk about the new rules and different things that were going on and in the game that might be changing, might not be changing, and you always expected to see them. Well, sadly, I won't be able to.
More with Dave Righetti in just a moment.
If you're looking for a great place to stop by for a bite to eat before a night game or dinner after a day game, Rose's Cafe is the place to go. A favorite in the Cow Hollow neighborhood for the past 20 years, Rose's Cafe is a hangout for locals who bask in the sun at sidewalk tables, duck inside for a cappuccino, or stay for a leisurely lunch or dinner. Many customers are regulars who frequent their pretty bistro cafe that offers table service and deliciously consistent food. Italian fare created using organic local produce, fresh seafood, humanely raised meats, and free-range poultry. Rose's artisan bakers bake a daily selection of pastries, desserts, and breads. Menu highlights include pizzas, daily soups, and house-made pastas. A robust beer and wine list with many by-the-glass options are available. So stop by Rose's Cafe at 2298 Union Street in San Francisco.
You recognize him, everybody did, as a great umpire. So what do you think? What makes a great umpire? Just thinking about what he did and others around, and even to this day, when you watch umpires, what makes a great one?
First of all, you have to have a great feel for the game. If you don't, you'll never be good at anything in part of the game because it's too fast. There's too many little things that go on. So to me, to be a great umpire, you really have to know the game. And to say these umpires that are standing back here, and, you know, they don't look like they've been a player or whatever, you know, at times. That's farthest thing from the truth. Most likely they were all great players when they were younger. And for the most part, they're probably understanding of the game is probably even higher than ball players that are playing every day. They obviously know the rules. But to really understand all the movements out there of each player and understand the strike zone and, you know, the plays and all that, you have to understand what's going to happen. So you have to be able to anticipate, and you got to have a thick skin. We all know that. But you also have to be able to carry yourself in a way when you need to be demanding or take charge of a situation. You shouldn't have to do it, overdo it. If your presence isn't good enough by the way you carry yourself on the field, you probably shouldn't be doing it, but 99% of them do. They do a hell of a job, and he was a leader of that.
Dave, thanks so much for the time. Sorry about the loss of Steve Palermo, and good luck the rest of the season with the Giants.
You're asking me about him. Thank you. All right, Joey.
That's Giants pitching coach Dave Righetti. Coming up next week, we'll hear from John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.